Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Good evening to everyone, and I'd like to say hello to you all. Welcome to Guiding Lights. My name is Jeanette Ann Coombe, and I'm your host this evening. And for the last time, my co-host is the lovely Miss Sarah May, who's also wanted to come in and say hi to you. But before I actually introduce Sarah into the show, I just want to quickly give you the numbers again, just in case you didn't catch them then. Our telephone number, if you are in this area, is 760-283-4611 or 011 if you're outside America. Okay, my love. Now, before further ado, I'd just like to say a very good warm good evening to the lovely Miss May, and welcome to Guiding Light, Sarah.
Good evening. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jeanette, darling. How are you today?
Yeah, it's been one of those kind of days where we've all been kind of rushing, and it's been a fab day. I've met some lovely people. I've been working all afternoon out on an event, and I just want to say that our heart, first of all, goes out to all the people that are going through the difficulties at the moment with a hurricane that's hitting certain areas in the California area and Florida, I think it's hitting there. But other than that, Sarah, I'm really, really fine. Lovely to be here, actually, again, just sitting here chatting to our listeners and bringing in some fantastic evidence and validation to them.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Well, it's a little bit sad this evening, Jeanette, isn't it? Because it's our last show together, isn't it? But it's not our last, sort of, we're not finishing with each other, as it were, because Mike's asked if we can cover a Thursday evening. So what we've decided to do is you're going to continue and carry on the Guiding Lights show on a Monday night, and I'm coming in on a Thursday night to cover the show, because obviously the fantastic Andrew D, unfortunately, has moved to pastures new, and we need Thursday covering. So we've been good and we've obliged, haven't we, Jeanette? We're good girls.
Yes, definitely. I mean to say, there's the what I love about the Mike Spirit FM team is that we're all very flexible and we kind of all work very well together. So no doubt, Sarah, very soon we're all going to be popping in and out of each other's shows, which is, you know, basically the way forward. And I think it's lovely, really, that we've both had the opportunity now to do different things, but still keep under the Guiding Light theme. And also very sad that Andrew's gone, but, you know, people do have other things to do. And I just would like to wish him a lot of success in his future plans as well.
Most definitely, Jeanette. We are a big family on the Mike Spirit FM site. Yeah. We all work together. You know, you've got your familiar hosts there. You've got a couple of new hosts come in as well. Yeah. And we just want to keep the familiarity there. And, you know, I'm going to miss you on a Monday, Jeanette. I really am.
Oh, thank you,
and,
darling.
You know, it's a little bit sad, but it's also exciting as well, because you'll be able to, you know, do some things that you want to do, and I can do what I want to do. So it's growth in a way, you know.
Yeah,
and we're both still here, everybody. We're both still here. So, and yes, Jeanette, when I get my page up, I'd like you to be the first person on my page.
Oh, yes,
and
definitely.
Obviously you will be very much a part of that, because the energies that we have brought into this show have been together, and obviously the Guiding Lights page as well. You know, there's a lot of healing goes on in there, and I'd like to continue that throughout, you know, the pages on the Mike Spirit, you know, Facebook pages that we have. So just a little bit sad really, Jeanette, but we're going to get on. We've got a bit of a vibe going on tonight, haven't we? Because what theme have we decided to have tonight?
Well, I know that it's not officially Halloween, but it's near as we can do on the Guiding Light show. So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun with our last show as well, and obviously fetch in some, you know, obviously some wonderful evidence that love and life does, you know, go on. But we thought we'd really like to have some upbeat tunes to obviously hopefully entertain everybody this evening as well. So I thought Halloween theme, and let's have some fun with the songs tonight. But of course it's a little bit of a bittersweet one now because of the hurricane, and I know the people out there in America are kind of battening down the hatches and waiting for the big storm to come. So I'll definitely, our love is at being sent to them, you know, from the UK. And we just enjoy the evening and let the show go on.
The show goes on.
Yeah.
It's a spooky show tonight, folks. We've got some nice spooky music which will get you moving, hopefully. And we welcome the callers in as well to the show. So if you do want to call into the show, if we're giving out the numbers, Jeanette. My mind's gone.
Yeah, we have actually. But before we do that, I know that we've got a lovely friend called Julie Ricky Stalin, and I know that she's very sad today because her dear dog Molly has passed on today.
Oh, Julie, I didn't know.
Yeah, she sent me a little message because she was going to listen to the show, because she does normally listen to us, but she said she's not feeling like listening tonight because of her dog. All our love to you, Julie, and I'm sure that when you play it back, you know, you can listen to the show at some stage, but we are thinking about you this evening with Molly.
I love Julie. Yeah.
I know he's now not suffering, because I think the dog was suffering quite badly in the end, so it's a blessing, I suppose, that it's now blessed. Yeah.
Well, lots of love, Julie, sweetheart, and I'll talk to you soon. You know, take your time.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, now then, I was thinking about maybe that we could do a meditation tonight, but considering that we've got quite a few songs as well, I thought, well, maybe what we could do is go straight into the call, Sarah. How do you feel about that, my love?
Absolutely fine, Jeanette. That'd be lovely. Yeah.
Okay, because I know there's sometimes we do like to have our little, you know, little meditations or crystals. And I think, you know, a lot of people now this evening would like to have some guidance and comfort. So I thought rather than go into the meditation tonight, because there are quite a lot on the backdated archives, I thought maybe we could go into doing the call straight away, because we do seem to attract quite a lot of listeners, and sometimes people get disappointed because there's not much time. Okay, so if you'd like to take the first call, Sarah, that would be fantastic.
Lovely, I would love to do that. And I'd like to welcome Susan to the show. Are you there, Susan, sweetheart?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, darling. I'm absolutely fine. How are you?
All right. My question is about job and career. And I have been doing these temporary contract jobs. Sometimes they'll last a few days. Sometimes, you know, 3 months, 8 months. And right now I have been working a contract job for a company, but right now they're not needing me until further notice. But do you see something long-term coming up, or even permanent coming up for me? I'm really needing to get a permanent job is what I'm seeking.
Right. Let me have a look and see what I've got for you, sweetheart.
Sure.
Listening to your voice helps with the energy, and when I get the energy,
okay,
I try and get some information for you. I do tend to get spirit people come in as well, so we'll just see where we go with where I am driven for you. I get a little bit out of state with you as far as work's concerned, so I do feel like the job that will be the long-term job will be one that maybe you need to travel a little bit to get to, okay? I don't know whether your focus is on working locally, but I do see travel around a job, and I feel that we're looking really towards the end of the year and the beginning of next year for the right contract to come up for you. But I can actually see black and white, you know, a letter which is in italic writing. Okay, it is a typed letter, but the writing, you know how sometimes when you've got your fonts on your computer, you've got your times, Roman numeral and whatever. This one is actually italic, which is unusual. So when you see the letter that's got italic writing on it is when you know you're going in the right direction. Now, Susan, I've got a June link with you, darling. Was there a contract broken in June with you?
Well, it's interesting you would bring that up because I was working for a job. I had a three-month contract. I worked April through the end of June. You know, in other words, it stopped the very first of July, and it was just 3 months, but it was a really good paying job. The company, the corporation was great to work with. I mean, it was just wonderful, except it took up too much of my time. But I had hoped maybe I could, you know, continue with them, or maybe they had something else because they really liked my work. And I did, what I do is I go through agencies, you know, to get my contract work. But I did email my supervisor for that three-month job and just, you know, like a thank you and a hello email, oh, maybe the end of August, and telling her if she ever needed me in the future to that I'm to please contact me, blah, blah, blah. In other words, that was the supervisor on the job, not the agency, but the supervisor at the corporation. And I didn't know if maybe that would help. Maybe I'll hear from her.
You know, it usually does, because if you keep things amicable and on a good wavelength, usually you will be remembered. I can see packaging around you. Why can I see packaging?
Packaging.
Almost like packaging things together and almost like wrapping things and putting things together. This isn't Christmas presents or anything like that. I can see wrapping things up around you. So I'm wondering if you're boxing things up and wrapping them up and packaging them to keep them safe. So I'm getting a sense that maybe there may be some kind of movement around you as well. So that's something to look forward to. And I do get the name Stephen linking in around you. So
Stephen?
Is he on a... Yeah. Do you recognize that name?
I don't recognize the name. I mean, I know a Stephen, but this is just a relative of ours. You're saying this is something to do with a job, perhaps?
No, I think if I've named a relative, that it's somebody from Spirit that's given me an evidential link for you, which makes me happy that I'm on the right track with you, because obviously I'm giving you information. They also give me a February birthday around somebody. Who's got the February birthday or the February passing?
I can't think of that person right now. It doesn't mean there's, you know,
okay.
That doesn't come to mind.
Around my neck area, Susan, I'm very hot. I feel very hot and very flustered. And quite a lot of sort of aches and pains around my right shoulder, the front of my right shoulder. And I'm getting the sense this is either somebody in the spirit world or somebody around you.
Okay, you're saying someone in the spirit world is around me?
Yes.
Okay.
They're with me now, but they're bringing me the feeling of a lot of warmth and heat around my neck and a lot of pain around my right shoulder. So who is it that's had problems with their shoulder and their neck? Who's John?
John. That has passed or living?
It could be either, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'll know which one when you mention it.
Well, the only John I know, I mean, I know that would be a relative again. I have two relatives named John.
Right. One in spirit and one on earth plane. Is one of them the uncle?
In spirit? My uncle's name was not John in spirit.
Right. Who links around the uncle with the name John?
Well, I have a cousin named John, and my uncle passed away.
His dad, yeah. So it's your cousin's dad that is with me, okay, because he's calling out the name John. Okay, so we've obviously got the link there. And I've got an April connection around you as well. They're giving me the month of April, and aside from the month of April, they're giving me the number 15 for you, number 15. So it could be the 15th in the month, or it could be a 1-5 on a door. And I want you to either recognize that as something that you know, or recognize it as something that's coming in for you. But my feeling is that the February month is the month of contract for you, okay? And I get the 12th of February being quite significant, and I can see italic writing on paper. So it's when you actually see this is really going to be the role for you. It isn't the role that you finished in June, but it's something very similar to it. But I can see something to do with packaging, okay? So you need to bear this in mind for your future. I feel you will be in and out of work, but only for short term. Do you understand? So if you're out of work, it won't be for long. It will just be a matter of days until we get into next year. And then I feel there will be more quality work for you and permanent work. But I do feel you're moving out of state to do it.
Well, that's good because I want to move. I'm very much wanting to move.
Yeah. So if that all sort of makes sense to you and it's what you want, I'm obviously picking up on the energy. But I feel that you know as well that this will come for you. Okay. And I do get the name Kathy around you, Susan. Who's Kathy or Kathleen?
I don't know right now.
Okay.
I mean, I have known some Kathys, you know, but no one right now.
Okay. If you've known a Kathy, then they can get in touch with you, or a Kathy will come in around you. But, you know, I've still got this neck problem. Who had a problem with their neck, Susan?
My could it be right below the neck? Like
yes.
Right below the neck?
It's on my right-hand side. It's near my shoulder. But it's around that neck area. It's definitely the neck.
Well, my husband is having problems in that area.
That's it. I knew somebody was because Spirit
yeah.
were telling me about it. And it's just my link so that I know evidentially that I'm with you. Okay. I do want to give the name Robert as well, so I need you to look out for a Robert or a Bob around you. Okay. And I can also see, they're giving me numbers with you, a number 17. Is there a 17 on a birthday in a month for you?
Well, I have a 17. I can't think of. My father birthday was the 17th.
Is he in spirit, beautiful?
Yeah.
He's with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody gives me the information. They give me little bit snippets of validations that I can give to you, and that's the proof to say that he is around you. But he's also given me this neck problem, so there may have been something wrong with his neck.
I don't know if he had Parkinsonism, I don't really remember something in the neck.
He
but
gives
it
the
could
name
have been
David. Okay, do you know a David around you, darling?
I have a cousin named David.
Yeah, he's just giving me memory links with you, David. And he tells me that he's strongly with you in the September month, so I've got a feeling this is like an anniversary month for you.
You're saying my dad says something about the September month?
Yes.
I don't know what that would be.
Is it family birthdays or passings?
No one passed.
Okay, just take it, because have a think about
sure.
it. And also I've got a sore eye, so I feel like somebody's got something wrong with their eye or had something wrong with their eye, and I want to put some glasses on somebody as well. So somebody around you that either needs to wear the glasses or use their glasses.
Okay.
Okay, just telling me about the glasses, and maybe there's a little bit of eye strain there, and somebody should be using their glasses because you're just telling me about that. Is there anything else you want to ask me, darling?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there anything else you want to ask me?
Well, about this job, you feel that it's coming up very soon, correct?
I think it's February. I think it's after Christmas. There will be italic writing on paper, and you will know about this. And I feel it's out of state, sweetheart. And that's why I saw you packing things and putting things in boxes. But I do get the 12th of February has been very relevant around you. So just a little bit of a wait for you to find out. But you'll be in and out of work until obviously next year now. I don't feel there's something concrete coming in this year for you. But
okay.
I do see work. So, you know, try not to worry too much.
Okay.
It's got to be right, the synchronicity of it. It's got, you've got to be sort of ready to move. And I feel at the moment you're not ready because there's things going on around you where you're not settled enough to move. So the job's not coming yet. It's actually coming next year.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Big pleasure. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. There we go. Thank you. There's Susan. And I do believe we have Ebony on the line. Are you there, Ebony?
I am.
Ebony?
Hello.
Hello,
yes,
darling.
I am.
Are you speaking to Sarah and May? But I'm going to hand you over to the very capable hands of the fantastic Jeanette Coombe.
Okay. Hi, Jeanette.
Jeanette, are you there, my darling?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, just had a little blip then. I said I've just been listening to the readings. We are fetching some really wonderful evidence through again tonight. That was lovely reading, Sarah.
Thank you. I'd like
to say hello to our caller. And also, I've just been speaking to Julie Reiki Starlings, who has just tuned in, because even though she's so upset about Molly the dog passing, she wanted to listen in to her tonight to have some comfort and love from us all. So, hi, Julie. We are thinking of you, and I know you are now listening. Okay, just wanted to say that to you. Okay, now then, this lovely lady, can I just take your name again? Sorry.
Sure, it's Ebony.
Ebony, that's right. How can I help you this evening, darling?
Yes, I have been kind of running into this gentleman at these events that I've been going to, and I spoke to him briefly at one of them, and then I had this very vivid dream about him, and when I saw him the next time at the event, he had on the same outfit, and he actually did the same actions in this dream that I had when I saw him the next time. And I'm just curious as to what spirit has to say about this individual. I do have his name if you need it, or if someone else is coming up in terms of a possible relationship connection.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting question. Okay, and I can help you with that one, because I feel with you, Ebony, is that you are very much an intuitive person yourself. Okay, so you are, I would say, having these feelings, and spirit are giving you these pictures in your mind, because when you're sleeping, your body is totally relaxed. And as you know yourself, when you relax, things come through easier. So spirit are able to communicate with you. They're able to show you then what's coming in around you. So in a way, I feel that you are actually certainly an untrained psychic who's got mediumistic abilities, okay, because you're having things given to you in that way. So it's like a stepping stone journey. And the very, very fact, okay, that he was there as you actually saw it, what you've actually been given is glimpses into what's coming in for you, which is lovely. Now, there's obviously a soul connection with you and this gentleman, because he was important enough for spirit to show you.
Okay,
so there's obviously some connection there that you need to work through what this is. This could be a past link, okay, from another lifetime. That's a little bit of unfinished business. Or this could be that this gentleman is coming in. You don't know his date of birth, do you, my love?
Oh, no. No, this is name. Yeah, not yet.
You don't know his date of birth. Okay, because I'm feeling that this guy is quite a solid-looking guy, okay, with dark hair. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yeah, he has dark hair. Yes, he does.
Right. Quite a solid-looking guy. Quite a man of his word. That's what he seems to me, okay? And he seems to like to have his home comforts around him, and I would say a very grounded, down-to-earth man. Now, I do feel, okay, I know that this is strange, that he is around your energy, but I also feel that there's another man as well. So I feel that there is, you know what, which was funny because you said to me is my question about, is it him or is there someone else? And once again, I'm going to say to you, this is your own intuition telling you that there's more to come. And that there's other choices coming in as well. Because I do feel that you've been on a journey this last 12 months, okay? And it hasn't always been in your favor. I also feel that sometime over the last couple of months, you decided to take charge more of your life. And I do feel that what you're actually looking for is someone who's worth it for you, darling. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
So spirit now is working with you. They're kind of saying, giving you a little psychic nudge then, if you like, from the other side to say, we are showing you people, we are making you see people, we are giving you opportunities to choose. And I do feel as well that you need to develop that wonderful gift that you have more than what you are now, because I do feel that there is a lot of silver and purple around you. Okay, so to me that says high level of intuition on a very female intuitive kind of a way. And also, do you like to wear a lot of silver, Ebony?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I'm really drawn to the metal of silver with you, and white metals, not yellow golds, but white metals. So you're actually drawing into the female colour that you need, which of course silver is the colour of female intuition. So for you, you're actually working with the colours that you need. And I would say go and join a class, join a group, a development centre, wherever, because there is a lot more to Ebony than that you're actually giving yourself credit for. I've got the Hierophant for you, okay? I've just turned over the Hierophant, who is the learned one. And that's what they want you. They want you to seek out more knowledge. And I feel that you've got the potential in time to be a teacher, a spiritual teacher. So you have to go on your own journey. They are going to introduce the right man to you in time. This one's already been kind of your psychic radar, if you like. It's alerting you to a possible connection. I do see more connection coming in with him. I do feel that he does want to come forward to you. But I also see a little, another little interesting thing, that there's going to be somebody else that's going to take your fancy as well. And you might find yourself in the position of being indecisive, but it's good because at least it gives you choice. But I feel ultimately what you want in your life is a balanced, loving relationship with someone who you can trust. As I feel last year, especially let down, and I feel like as though with this ex from the past that you're still healing.
So
you really got to give yourself a chance. And I feel that you've been deceived as well in the past. And now you're very, very closed, if you like, about showing people who you really are. So I feel you need to start going on a journey of self-expression from the spirit and really focus on that. I feel that with you, okay, you're surrounded by loved ones, okay? There is definitely a lady who comes in very, very, very prominently with you, guiding you. And I feel that she's been passed over about 15 years, my love. Do you understand that?
You know, I don't, but I heard that there is a lady that is wanting to work with me, possibly a healer or either a performer, because I'll just say really quick, you definitely are right on about the spiritual teaching. I was working on developing my own mediumship, and I was in a group, but then I've kind of put that to the side, and I'm focusing on my acting now. But I'm definitely into all metaphysical and meditation and using my own intuition. But as far as this woman, I've heard it could be either a healer that wants to work with me or a performer, being that I'm trying to get back into TV and film.
Well, what I need to say to you, sweetheart, okay, is that this is definitely your time now to seek knowledge, okay? Because at the moment, what I'd like you to be is a sponge and suck up all knowledge that you can, because spirit are telling me that within the next 3 to 5 years that you're actually going to be teaching and you are going to be working in this field, whether it's going to be as a psychic medium or as a healer or as a counsellor or whatever you choose to do, you are going to be working with spirit to help other people. And I feel that it's such a wonderful gift to be able to give to others. And I know that you are really on that level now that you want to learn. So I would say you are definitely going to do it. So everything I do feel for you is just going to come out at the right time. There is news coming in about contracts, okay, and about things. So don't be surprised if someone offers you something to do with some kind of teaching or some kind of class, or do you want to be in charge of it? Because I feel like so there's some written things coming via email. So don't be surprised if that comes through within the next 4 or 5 months. And if you do that, it's going to be very successful. I've got lots of good intentions coming in for you and lots of good vibes and energy. So I hope that that's given you some guidance questions tonight, my love. And I would say keep up the good work and keep listening and just carry on enjoying the rest of the show.
I will do. Thank you so much, Jeanette. That was wonderful. Have a great day.
Oh, bless your heart, and you too, darling. Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, now, yes, now that was wonderful. So I think we're going to go over for a little song, the first of our Halloween songs. And then when we come back, then Sarah's going to be online, and she's going to be saying hello and welcome to our next caller.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Jump to the left. With your hands on your hips.
No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're the subtle sensation,
like you're under.
Celebrate and live my life. Say it, ayo. Baby, let
really quickly.
Yeah, wow. My gosh, I think we must have woken up everybody in America then, and in the UK, and all around the continent. Woke me up anyway, that's for sure.
I do love that song, I do. Yeah, I like to have a good old bop to that. So there we go. Ayo, by Cruz, somebody Cruz, Taya Cruz, isn't it,
yeah,
Jeanette?
Yeah, Taylor Cruz, yeah.
And we had the Time Warp, didn't we, before that?
Yeah.
So there we go, Time Warp and Taya Cruz for you. We've got some more songs coming up a little bit later, but we're just going to move over now to a few more calls. And I do believe we have Desiree on the line. Are you there, Desiree, darling?
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Like I said, I'm in the eye of the hurricane, so if I get disconnected, that's why.
Okay. How's it going there, Desiree? Is it bad?
Well, we're getting hit, but we're supposed to get hit in about an hour with a nor'easter on top of the hurricane. So we're going to get double whammied in New Jersey here on the coast.
Oh, dear.
I know. Well, I already have a tree on my shed, so I'm just hoping it misses the house.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be absolutely fine, Desiree. We'll be sending out our protection and healing for you and hopefully for everybody out there.
Oh, thank you.
So what can we do for you tonight,
sweetheart?
I'd like to connect
with my dad that has passed or anybody that happens to come through.
Okay, sweet. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you. First thing I get is the month of March. So, I mean, I know you're asking for your dad, but I'll just give as I get, because spirit come to me as they want to come to me. What connection?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, we must have got... what connection do I have to March?
Yes.
That's when I met my first husband, but that would be about it. I don't really have a connection to March.
That'll probably be it. I don't ask why, but they give me months, and maybe there'll be a reason for that. Desiree, I've got almost... All I can say is my gums are tingling, and there's something wrong with my teeth. Well, this isn't me personally, but who's had a problem with their gums and their teeth, either in the spirit world or on the earth plane?
Probably me.
Okay, because they're just telling me about the gums and the teeth. I'm going to recommend something to you, which you obviously check out, because obviously I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But something that I swear by, which is a herbal remedy, and it's sold in herbal shops in our country, and it's called Q10. But always check it out first. Anybody that's listening here, always check it out first, okay? With your doctors and whoever. Very good for your gums, okay? So that's just something for me to give to you. I also feel like I've got a problem under my arm as well, Desiree. So who has had some swelling under their arm or something wrong under their arm?
Under their arm.
Aching and swelling, almost like it's a lymph gland that's swollen up a little bit.
That might be me.
Okay, Dan, don't worry about it. I got a sense that you're under great stress at the moment, and this is the reason why this is happening.
Yeah, okay. That could be.
I find when, if it happens to me, it's because I'm under a tremendous amount of duress, and that's what I feel. I just feel the stress there, and they're just showing me that around you. I do want to give you the name Michael. Who's Michael around you, Desiree?
My son.
Okay, and he's on the earth plane.
Yes.
Don't worry, nothing's going to happen to him. It's just an evidential link with you. Okay, has there been some sort of separation or upset around Michael?
Yes.
Okay. I can see tears, and I get number 11 or number 12. I'm not too sure. Is he 11 going on 12, or is 11 or 12 relevant with you?
He's 22, but, it's mainly, I think, with his other family that, he had a problem with.
Okay. Was there some sort of separation with him at the age of 11 or 12?
With me?
with him, with Michael? Was there something wrong around about that age?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay, just think on those numbers because it's almost like flows in 11-12. Unless, of course, it's because you're American, aren't you? It could be November. That could be the link, 11-12. Just give me that's quite strong. Okay, I also get a strong 7 around you as well, sweetheart.
7.
Is it a July link or a 7 in a month or a 7 on a door?
My husband passed in July a couple of years ago.
Okay, sweetheart. I think I've brought your husband through before, haven't I, Desiree?
I think he might have.
Is it John?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Because I was getting John at the beginning, and I remember your energy, to be honest with you, because I remember healing through your arms and pulling through to your heart and connecting with John. Now, is John the father of Michael?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Yeah, because he would have given me Michael's name. And, I mean, did John pass or was he ill about 10, 11 years ago?
Yes, he was. He got ill about 10, 11 years ago, yes.
Okay, so if we look at Michael at 22 and we take away 11 and 12, it's sort of there or thereabouts, isn't it, by a couple of years. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It may have been
yes.
8 or 9. So I'm not too sure whether John passed sort of, I don't know whether he had a long illness, do you understand? But
yes.
I feel like whatever happened to him really affected you then.
Yes,
and
he
may not have passed at that time, Desiree, but whatever the sort of whatever the diagnosis was with your husband, I feel that had quite an effect on your son, and this is why I wanted to go back to that energy to heal it for you. Okay, I can't heal it completely because it happened, but I feel
right.
Because we've opened it up, it helps. Okay, now I'm moving forward with you, and I want to say to you, okay, who's this then? Who's this? Who's the gentleman with twinkly brown eyes in the spirit world?
Twinkly brown eyes.
Almost like teddy bear eyes.
I think they all got brown eyes except a few of them.
Is it Dad? Has Dad got twinkly brown eyes?
Yes, yes. That's probably my dad.
They're sparkling. And I've got lovely eyelashes. Almost like I've got small eyes. They're very twinkly. And I've got very long curled eyelashes. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And I just feel he had very pretty eyes. He's short of breath. He's panting and he's very short of breath. So I'm wondering if this is how he passed when he went into the spirit world.
He had cancer, but it was all through his body.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, but I feel very short of breath, very short of breath, very short breaths, and then suddenly I was gone. And he does give me the link in November, so connected around Dad, was this his passing or was this his birthday? Or was he talking about somebody else?
I don't know what his link would be to November. He passed
right.
In October.
Ah, was he buried in November?
No, let me see. No, it was the end of October when he got buried.
He's still telling me about November. He's talking about November, so I don't know whether you had some sort of memorial or something, or some sort of anniversary for him around about the November period.
Well, he used to, even after he passed, he used to come to me. I mean,
yeah.
Spirit-wise, I would see him walking like around and stuff. So maybe that's November. He kept still coming to me.
Okay. It would have been shortly after his death there, sweetheart. I'm talking around about the 4th or 5th of November. So whether he passed and was buried around about the October time, whether you saw him shortly afterwards, he's just giving me this November time when he's talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay. He's showing me a spade as well. So I'm wondering, did he like the garden? Or is there something I mean, I know you've been talking about your tree. But prior to that, is there something that you've got to do in your garden?
No.
Why do I feel I need to dig up a bush and replace it?
A bush?
Yeah. Is there a rose bush or something in your garden that needs digging up and replacing?
Probably, yeah, rose bush, yeah.
I feel like it's gone. and he's just digging it up and saying, if you put a new one into the earth, I mean, obviously you might not be able to do this time, ask the spirits to look after this and allow it to nourish and grow, and it will be beautiful. But I can see white roses for some reason. He wants to give you white roses.
Aww.
Okay, darling. There's been a few tears around you, Desiree, and I get the why me sensation. Why me, why me? This is the feeling that I get with you. And it may be that you drop low around about this time, but I just feel things are going to get easier for you and there will be a lift. Because when we often get like that and we feel like that, there's usually a turnaround, do you understand? And we start to feel lifted and better and happier. Mm-hmm. And I think spirit are coming to help you with this. Because I do think you've got quite a few people up there. You've got a family of people in spirit world who surround you. But they are saying that you've got some sort of an appointment coming up around about the second week of December that you may be a little bit worried about. Do you understand this?
Yes.
It's okay, darling. Honestly, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking you're thinking the worst, okay? And I'm thinking to myself, she needs to get there to investigate and find out what it is for her to feel better. Do you understand?
Yes, that would be maybe November. I got a slew of tests coming up in November.
Oh, so that's November link then. So that's Dad's looking after you in November. But I also feel you'll be there second week in December as well.
Probably. That's the way it goes with me. I see one doctor, then I have to make an appointment with another doctor and another one. And so, yeah, probably.
Just ask them about the Q10. Ask your doctors, can I take it? It costs £5 in England. I don't know how, and you will get it in America. It's very good for your gums, very good for your immune system. So just ask about that, sweetheart.
Okay.
You know, don't go taking it. Anybody out there listening to this show, don't go taking anything on a psychic's advice. Ask for first. But it is holistic and it's harmless. Okay. But I think that will help you with your immune system and your gums.
Great.
Right. Who's Tony?
Tony would be my uncle or my grandfather.
So granddad's here as well, darling. So we've got a lovely family all around you, lifting you and loving you, but they can't do it for you. Do you understand? And I know your health isn't 100%. I know it's really difficult for you, but it's almost like I want to open the curtains. I don't know whether your curtains have been closed a lot, but I want to open the curtains and I want to bring the sunshine into your house. Do you understand?
Yes.
And light some candles, darling. Light some lovely candles. White candles, black candles. Black candles are great for getting rid of negativity around you. Okay? And think about nice things. Think about, you know, the beach and the sunny days. And go back and think about nice memories. And all the nice memories that you think about will then stop all of the unhappy memories coming in. And know that you are surrounded. All right, darling.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day.
And you, darling. Lovely talking to you.
I'm sure you will. Thank you.
That's right, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Okay, lovely. I think we've got a Daisy on the line now. Are you there, Daisy?
Hello?
Hello, is that Daisy?
Hi, this is Jeanette and Sarah. This is Susie.
Oh, Susie, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I must have misread. My fault. Susie,
okay.
I'm going to hand you over to the fantastic Jeanette Coombs, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you very much, hon.
Okay, darling.
Hello, Susie. Hi. Welcome to Guiding Lights. You're through to Jeanette.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, sweetheart.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, bless you anytime. I just want to say I hope you're going to be okay tonight in the hurricane. We are all in the UK really thinking about our American friends. So how can I help you this evening, please?
I particularly would like to hear any messages that you would have for me in regards to a relationship for me. I am interested in a particular man, and I do believe he is interested in me as well. He is now currently attached.
Right.
But,
okay,
like
darling. Okay, I understand. Now, what I want to say to you, first of all, is it's a very difficult call when you kind of attach yourself to someone who's already attached, because it kind of puts you in the position of the waiting zone, which I know suits you that you really don't want to be. And you know that there's restrictions around this guy. I feel, okay, that what we have got here with you is actually kind of long-haul stress with him, because I feel, okay, that he is a very traditional kind of a guy, and it's almost as if he feels like as though he can't walk away from where he is right now. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Okay, so for you, I feel that this could be going into something that would cause you a lot of emotional imbalance, okay, and I do feel that he is going to be the kind of a situation where, although he really, you know, don't get me wrong, Susie, he really feels for you, and I want you to remember that, he's not able to give you what he wants because he's still tied up somewhere else. So I feel that it's up to you where you want to take this, but if you're hoping that he's going to be walking away anytime soon, I'm not actually seeing that. I'm feeling more like as though he's torn between the love he feels for you and the traditional loyalty, family kind of feel that he has as well. So this guy is completely split and on the fence.
Okay.
And I think for you, I would say, okay, that you really don't need these kind of complications in your life, because I do feel that with you, all right, things have been quite difficult for you in other areas of your life. So you're already, if you like, recovering from being badly bruised in the past emotionally. And I feel that this guy, if he was free, he would be perfect for you, but because he's got attachments to him, I feel that you are not going to get what you want there from him, because I feel it's going to be difficult. But I am seeing another gentleman coming in, and I feel that there is new love coming in for you quite soon, okay, because spirit is showing me, darling, that there is definitely room for growth with you. And I think what you have to do, okay, is really try, okay, to not focus on him. And I know that you really find he's attractive and he's got a lovely smile, because I've just been presented with a lovely smile from Spirit World, and I feel that this guy is quite thick set. And does he go stubbly sometimes? Has he either got hair on his face, or is he quite
yes.
stubbly sometimes?
Yes.
Which is it, sweetheart?
He has a beard.
Right, okay, because I'm seeing that, and I feel that he is a big, warm, kind of a teddy bear of a man, okay? And
yes.
he would be the type of guy that you would love to have a big, warm kind of a cuddle from, because he's coming across like that. And I know
yes.
that this guy feels very much for you, okay? But, as I said, he is very attracted, fondly attracted, pulls you. There is a connection there, I will not deny it, but it's almost as if, okay, he's trying to separate his love for you and his tradition, his loyalty to family. So it's like a lot of hurtful things all around this situation. But what I am seeing, okay, is a quieter guy coming in for you, who is taller, slimmer, lighter eyed. His face is a little bit longer, his hair is a little bit lighter, but he's got a wonderful sensual, and he's got nice hands. So he either plays an instrument, okay, piano, or he's very creative, because I feel this is where I want to take you. I feel that this guy that's around you now is what I would call a stepping stone while you're looking for something more permanent. And I feel what you need to do is just kind of look at all options and don't tie yourself down into a situation with someone who can't give you what you're looking for, because they are not free to love you the way you deserve to be loved, darling.
Okay.
You know, and I feel that spirit are just kind of coming in with the message of don't give up. You know, there is light at the end of this tunnel for you. I also feel, okay, that I've got a gentleman who comes in spirit. And this gentleman, I feel when he was on this side, he was actually lived to have quite a long life, all right, because I feel that he had a lot of white hair, so I'm getting a real old sense of an old man with this guy. And but he was very much, his way was law, because he seemed to be a powerhouse in himself, even when he was quite old. He always seemed to control the reins of the family. Do you know who I'm talking about here? I'm really drawn to a grandfather. Because I feel, okay, that he had a lot of traditional values, okay? And when you married someone, you married, and, you know, it was like that kind of, you looked after your family. Family was first, family was important. And what I'm trying to say is that he's coming in tonight to tell you, darling, that, number one, that he you know, he's very happy that he's been able to connect with you tonight, number one, and he wants you to be as happy as what he was in his life. Okay, and he says about keeping the traditions of the family alive, and like this guy is not free, you know, to be with you. And I feel that he is guiding you in the right direction so that you can find the love that you deserve without the complications of what's around you right now. So his love is coming forward to you very strongly, and he's talking about building up your future. I do know, okay, that what you're actually looking for is that feeling of being belonged to someone, okay? Because you have had that bumps in the road. And I know that the last 3 months have been quite difficult for you. And I know at the moment, when you're looking around the situation, it's almost like you've got blindfolds on. You can't really see which way you're heading. But they are going to make the pathway clear for you. Spirit are going to come along. They are going to guide you on the pathway that you need to be on. And definitely there are choices for you. Definitely there is love coming in for you, without a doubt. And over the next 8 to 9 weeks, I feel that you are going to be making some decisions that's going to be cutting away things that no longer serve you and moving yourself on into happier times. Because I feel with you, sweetheart, you're in a change time. All of this change is a lot of change energy around you. I want to take you to the month of November, because I feel that November is a relevant month. And I feel that it's also a relevant month to your grandfather. There was a connection to the month of November around him. And I also feel that there's a lot of things coming in around you between the November to the January time, because I've got, as this year closes, okay, because I've got transition period. Now, this transition period starts, I feel, from about the 21st of October, and it continues on right through until January time, when you are going to be looking at the new year, which, by the way, is numerology, life path. It's a number 6 energy, so that's all about completion. I feel this year you've been really stressed, okay, about which way you're going and losing focus and balance. But I do feel next year it's all about completing where I'm needing to be. So I feel you're going to be more focused on where you, what you want, who you want, what kind of a relationship you want. So you're going to do a lot of soul searching over the next couple of months. Your guides are working with you, my love. I'm very drawn to just pull an angel card for you tonight as well. And I feel that what they're actually telling me is have fun, okay, because you deserve love. And stay optimistic. And those are the angel cards that I pulled for you. So basically your guides are saying to you that there is definitely more, much more coming in for you, and that you don't really have to kind of get yourself in a situation where you're already walking into something that's got a lot of complications from the word go get. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, my love.
Yes, thank you very much, Sarah. I appreciate it.
Okay, my love. Well, you know, at the end of the day, sweetheart, I feel for you, okay, that you do not remember, you know, you've got to remember that you're not an understudy, you're leading lady. And leading lady shine, okay, and that's where you need to be. And if this guy won't give you what you're looking for from the beginning, I feel you need to just let him go quietly and focus on what you do want and bring in that energy. Keep that vibe positive about bringing in for yourself, because you so do deserve everything. So I just want you to take that thought with you tonight. And it's been absolutely lovely connecting with you, darling. And I do hope that New York, you know, comes away unscathed. And it's been a pleasure to talking to you. And I hope that that's given you some guidance this evening.
Yes, thank you, dear. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You take care, my love. Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye. Okay, so now we've got caller 203, and I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Sarah Mays and say hi and welcome to Guiding Lights.
Thank you so much. I'm, hello?
Hi, Colin. I'm just passing over to Sarah now.
I have questions about the storm. I'm in New Haven. It's really bad here, and it's not even supposed to arrive till tomorrow. Can you reassure me that my windows are not going to blow in? I have lots of windows in a new apartment building that was not built too well.
Hmm. What's your name, sweetheart?
It's Pat.
Pat?
Yes.
Okay, Pat, you must be really scared at the moment.
I've never been in a storm like this.
Mm.
Never.
I would imagine it's awful. You know, I can't imagine how you feel, sweetheart.
I'll be okay as long as I know that these windows are not going to blow in.
Okay. I don't know whether I can or can't give you that information. I'd like to say that they definitely won't blow in. And I'm definitely going to put some protection around you and ask the spirit world to help you, sweetheart. But I don't feel that you will be harmed. That's what I want to say to you. I don't feel there's any harm coming to you. So, you know, just try the best you can to relax and just distract yourself a little bit the best you can. Do you want me to link into the spirit world and see if you've got anybody around you, sweetheart?
Oh, I'd love that. Thank you.
All right. Let's have a look and see who we've got. As before your call came in, I was getting a little bit of a headache and chest pains, okay? Almost like I got a really thick head and my chest was pulling at the same time. And I felt like this was a gentleman in the spirit world around you, quite closely around you, okay? Who was it in the spirit world that had the head problem?
I don't know about a head problem.
Okay. Did somebody have a heart problem that went into a head bleed, a brain bleed?
I don't know. My grandfather had 6 major heart attacks before he died, and my father did die of, what is it, when you have water? It was his heart, but what's the water?
I'm not too sure, to be honest with you, sweetheart, with the water, but I feel it's one of them because I feel like I've had a heart attack and it's gone to my head. Do you understand? It's the two things. It's either a brain bleed driven from the heart, but it was very quick. I feel it's the gentleman that passed over very quickly.
Okay.
Now, this gentleman is telling me, talking about a James. Who's James around you, or Jim?
My ex-husband.
Okay, and he's not in the spirit world. He's on the earth plane.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just an evidential link because that's somebody that was very close to you. Okay. They're just giving me that gym link around you. I also have a Danny or a Daniel.
Danny? No.
Danny, Daniel, or Danielle?
Well, someone I worked for a number of years ago was a Danny, not close to him.
That's okay. They take me off in all places. They just give me evidential links with you. So just giving me this Danny around you. Somebody's just shown me a chocolate milkshake. I want that now. Who is it that likes a chocolate milkshake? Or frothy chocolate?
Everybody.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know.
But I've got... they've just given you a chocolate milkshake, so I don't know if it's for you.
Thank you.
Or whether it's connected around you, my darling, but they're just giving me... Maybe it's just going to make you feel a little bit calmer. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I feel like about 3 years ago there was some sort of upset around you as well. Do you understand this? 3 years ago, I don't know if there was a passing or whether there was a grievance of some sort, whether there could have been a fallout and a bit of a separation.
There was possibly losing my dog. A lot of grief.
Yeah.
Not 3 years, almost.
or messages, yeah. I just got the upset and a pulling away. Okay. So obviously yeah. that's around the dog as well. Was this a female dog, sweetheart? Because I feel like I've got a female dog here.
It was male. That could be my female, Sammy. My first. I've rescued coonhounds for 18 years. That was my first coonhound I rescued, Sammy.
Female, yeah. Because I've got the female dog around you. And I feel that this one's the protector.
Yes.
The last one that passed was a bit of a softie.
Yes.
But I feel like the first dog that passed, the one that I brought in as the female, is the protector. And I feel like she's around you now, because if you had a dog around you now, you'd feel a little bit safe, wouldn't you? You'd worry about the dog and the effect that the storm had on the dog. But I do feel that this dog would have made you feel safe. Now,
yeah.
did she have an unusual eye?
I think so. She was hit over the head, so she had a little bit of brain damage. I do have a dog with me now.
Okay.
They've all been, you know, abused. This one's doing okay. He's got personality, fear, aggression problems. He's a little scared, but he's also doing all right, I think, with the storm.
I think he'll be great. I honestly do. I think for some reason he's taken over and he's supporting you instead of you supporting him.
Yeah.
That's my feeling here. And I feel you've got the dogs around you. I feel you've got these dogs around you protecting you, almost like they're all standing around you. I do get the name Sheba or Sheep. Do you understand this?
No.
Is it anything
no.
that sounds like it, sweetheart?
Sheep.
Sheba or Sheba?
No.
Okay, might be the next dog coming in then. Because obviously you're going to obviously be getting a succession of dogs coming in around you.
Yeah.
Right. I'm being given number 24. Is this relevant with you?
No.
24th. Or 24 and a door. 24. I also want to give you the month of May has been relevant with you. Okay. So is this a passing or a birthday of some sort?
Oh, don't know.
Have a think about it. I've just
yeah.
been given a cake, and I can't work out whether it's a christening cake or a wedding cake. Because they both look alike, but it's one of the two. And I feel, actually, they're telling me christening, and they're giving me the colour blue, and they're giving me the month of June. Okay? So if you don't already know about this, this will come up. Okay?
Okay.
So that's something to look forward to in the future.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask you, I yeah. grew up in a house almost 350 years old, and I just helped the last owner move out. There's a young couple there now. I don't know if they're going to tear down the house or what their plans are, but I sent them a letter asking if I could work for them. I'd like to be back on the land. Do you see that happening?
I think they're very open people. I think, first of all, they're going to find their own boundaries and they're going to create their own home. But then I think within time they'll have you back in there. But I don't think you'll get an answer straight away from the letter. But I do feel they will. It's almost like they've got to settle in first, do you understand?
Yes.
You've got a settling in period, and then I feel within about, say, 4 or 5 weeks, you'll probably hear from them then. But you won't hear straight away. So don't be disconcerted if you don't get an answer to the letter. Okay.
Okay.
There is a Sarah or a Sarah around you as well, sweetheart.
Yes, I'm thinking of, I just went to a fundraiser for my art teacher who's just been diagnosed with ALS, and he's declining much faster than I thought he would. And I'm wondering if I can play a role in his life. I don't know. I really feel he's not going to stay here long, and I don't want to intrude, but if I could help.
It's very difficult, isn't it? You know, you're a healer. Obviously, you've got a lovely energy, sweetheart, and hats off to you. All the energy you can send from your healing will be delivered there. You can offer the support and then leave it up to them as to whether it's okay for you to follow through with that. Just offer. Don't feel shy of offering. And then
okay.
you've given the offer, and then wait and see what happens from it. And then that way you're offering the healing. But it may well be that they will say, yes, could you help us? Or they may say no. But it's about the offer. Don't be shy to offer.
Okay. One last question, then I'll let other people get on. I struggle financially. Do you see me doing well financially? I'm an artist, and I do portraits of animals. Or what do you see relief coming in financially with me?
Do you paint wolves?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was just looking at one.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? I'm obviously with you now. I can see a wolf picture with beautiful, beautiful eyes. It'll be about the eyes. And I think this picture will go well. I also see pictures of, like, not just the animal, but the setting where the animal is. So, for example, a deer in a forest. It's not just the animal. Do you understand this? And I think these might go well as well. I think it's more about the whole picture and not just the actual silhouette and picture of the animal. It's about where they are. So I think you're changing the way that you're doing your art. And I feel like they're going to be in a setting, like, for example, whales in the water, but you will see a lot of water around the whales. Do you understand? It's not just about the animal. It's about their home, their land, and where they live. And you're very spiritual. And I feel like there's somebody by the name of Tristan. It's an unusual name, Tristan or Christian, who's going to come in and say, there's something about these. I really like these. And I'm not saying you're going to be rich overnight and that you're going to be a millionaire, because often when we're gifted, it takes us quite some time to actually be recognised and noticed. And I think generally around where you live, your things are quite popular. But obviously financially at the moment, people haven't got the money. But don't forget, it's coming up towards Christmas.
Hello?
And your gift... Hello, darling. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Your gifts of art would be very good around the Christmas period for presents for people.
Okay.
Because they can be given specifically to people and painted for them. I've got a friend that does this. She paints people's pets.
Right, so that's what I do.
Ah, okay. But there's also landscapes as well.
Okay. Right. Thank you all so much.
Big pleasure. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, darling. I do believe, I think we have caller 714 on the line now.
Okay, that's lovely. Hi, caller 714. You're through to Jeanette. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, darling. And once again, as we've been, you know, saying the messages on the show this evening, we are all thinking of you going through this terrible storm over there this evening. Okay, so can I just take your name, please?
This is Lynn.
Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Yes.
How can
Hi.
I help you this evening, darling?
Oh, yes. I was wondering, right now I'm having a situation at work that made me really ill. I'm a nursing teacher.
Okay.
And one of my students put something in my drink, in my coffee, about 3 weeks ago. And I was in the hospital for like 3-4 days.
Okay.
And I'm getting better. But I was just wondering, now these students are nursing students. Do they have the heart to be in nursing because they did this to me? It was a whole class.
Oh, dear. It's a very difficult question for me to answer, sweetheart, because it's tapping on legal issues or, you know, legal implications, which we can't really go into. But let's look at you and how you're feeling in yourself, because I would say that maybe, that this is kind of a wake-up call for you, that maybe your life needs to be taken or looking at a different direction, because I feel that what I'm looking at with you, is a lot of new opportunities coming in and possibly you deciding that you may like to move somewhere else, because I've just got the feeling with you that I want to move on. So I feel it's like it's a gentleman that you know who's going to be offering you a position, and it's going to be your call. And this gentleman is tall and slim, And I feel that he is someone that you're going to be speaking to very, very soon about what you want to do. Because I feel like as though, you know, this is definitely what I would say is going to turn out in your favour. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes.
Right.
I hope
and the
so.
Gentleman... The gentleman, do you understand the description that I'm picking up with this gentleman that would be interacting with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm drawing, okay, to a name, a Bob. Now, do you understand a Bob or a Rob around this situation, please?
Bob or a Rob?
Yeah, Bob or a Rob.
No, I don't know any Bobs or Robs.
Because I feel that you are going to be working with a Bob or a Rob, okay,
mm-hmm.
quite soon. So there is lots of new opportunities coming in for you, okay? And what I'm actually picking up with you is that maybe this situation has given you the encouragement that you need, if you like, to do something different. Because when I'm linking in with your energy, I feel like as though I've been feeling very worn out lately.
Yes, well, I guess I'm kind of burned out, but I've been a nurse for 25, 30 years. I don't know if I can do anything else.
Yeah, still keep it in the same profession, but do
mm-hmm.
something different, because I've got, obviously you keep into the same profession, but doing it somewhere different or a new opportunity or somewhere that they're going to be looking
yeah.
for your expertise. Do you understand that? Because I feel that this has already been kind of presented to you over the last couple of weeks, and you thought, well, do I, you know, because I don't think that this is a brand new opportunity. I think that this opportunity has been floating around you for a little while.
Yes, I was thinking of holistic nursing.
There we go. There we go. And this
yes.
is what Spirit is saying, okay? Spirit are actually telling me to tell you tonight that, you know, maybe this negative thing that's happened to you is going to have a really positive vibe about it, because you're going to turn it around, and it's kind of pushed you onto the path, the new chapter, the new door opening for you. And I do
mm-hmm.
feel with you, okay, that you are... you have got a lot of healing energy, by the way, because I feel a lot of yellow and gold around you. And I know that's about bringing in love and happiness to people. So you do really work on people's sacral chakra to bring that happiness back in. Okay, I have to ask you,
yes.
have you worked with Burns people, please? Because I feel like as though I'm putting a lot of bandages on. Or have
yes,
you helped someone...
Yes, I used to be an ER ICU nurse.
Right.
Yes.
And was there someone that you formed an attachment to who was badly burnt, who then passed over, sweetheart?
Yes.
Because
that gentleman
is around you tonight, bringing in love, okay? And I knew that this wasn't a family connection. I knew that this wasn't
mm-hmm.
a grandfather or a father or an uncle or a brother. I knew that this was someone that wanted to come back and say thank you for all the care and attention that you give him when you was wrapping the bandages around his arms, because I feel his arms and his hands especially were badly burnt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of patients that would say, I thank you very much, and their family, and
well,
they make me feel good.
This younger man, because I feel when he did pass over to the spirit world, sweetheart, he wasn't very, very old. I don't feel that
right.
he was more than 45, okay? And
yes.
I do feel that he is just coming in tonight because, you know, I know that sometimes people want to speak to their loved ones, and I feel it's like people just really want to come in sometimes and just say those little words of thank you for all the care that you gave me when I needed someone. You was there like the lady in the lamp. This is why I'm seeing the yellow around you. So this is the energy, the caring, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I feel that for you, if you can combine this with spirituality as well, so it's nursing
uh-huh.
on a holistic level, then that is a completely new journey doorway opening
uh-huh.
for you. That's going to make you feel like as though you've really found your niche in life, because that's combining two of your passions, which will be the medical profession plus the need
mm-hmm.
to be an empath and heal and help. So So both, combine them both together, and I do feel that it's going to be wonderful for you. So in a way, it goes back to say that, you know, when people do wicked things, nasty things, horrible things, and they're quite negative, there's always a karma that comes back, and the karma that's going to come out of this is that it's kind of evolved you on a journey that you should have gone on a little while ago, but you didn't really think that you could do it. And I feel that that was the lack of confidence that held you back, if you like. But it's like now you know that this is an option that could be doable, and I just want you to take a leap of faith because your guides are working with you, okay? They want these new doors to open for you, and I do feel by March of next year, you are going to be feeling so much more in your own sacred space, and in your head you're going to be feeling balanced about the decisions that you've made. All right. And this man, I feel he has just come to say what he wanted to say, because I've got a wonderful smile on his face and he's showing me his hands, and his hands are not burnt now, sweetheart. Okay, because these hands are perfect. So I feel that these hands were really blistered and badly burnt and a lot of pain. Okay, but these hands now in spirit. Okay, and I also feel that the reason, another reason why he's coming in for you tonight is because when you do your healing work, I feel he wants to be a little helper on the other side, my love. For you, okay? Just to bring in this love to say, thank you, I am here. You know, I want to help you. And I feel that that's what he's going to try and do for you. And I hope that that's given you some clarity tonight, that you are loved in the spirit world. Your value to the work that you do in this world is appreciated. I feel that you are a very humble soul and that you help people constantly without even thinking about it. And I really do feel that you are really a guiding light and a light worker yourself, my love.
Yeah, I just signed up a couple of days to take some Reiki classes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful, because that, you know, is a healing, and that is where you can combine the two. So for me, to sign up to do Reiki is a step definitely in the right direction, because what you're actually doing, okay, is positively pushing yourself forward on the pathway that you were meant to be on anyway. So I hope that it brings you, you know, lots of love, and I know it will, and I know
Thank
that you're
you.
Going to open new doors as well and meet new people of like-minded souls.
Thank you.
And I hope that that's helped you tonight on the Guiding Light Show, darling.
Thank you very much, very much.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Good night, my darling, and sleep well and take care over in the USA this evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Okay, Sarah, so are we going over to a song now, or are we going to continue with the call? Because I know that there are a lot of people who want to come through to the Guiding Light Show tonight. So do you want to take another call, or should we have a little break?
Just have a couple of songs, Jeanette, and then we come straight back to the callers.
There we go then, that's wonderful.
Invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh! For you, the living, this mash was meant to, when you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on and all that.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Wow, that was fantastic. We're having some fun with the music tonight. And we have got another caller on the line, and I'm going to hand this one over to Sarah May. And this is caller 75 Sarah, and I say hi. Welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hello.
Hey,
hello there. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great, thank you.
Goody good. Are you enjoying the music?
Yes, and I just want to say, the previous caller, I've always been loving light to healers and those who take care of others because, I mean, their hearts are just so, they're so giving, and for someone to, you know, try to hurt someone like that, it's upsetting.
Yeah,
and I pray for those that have done that.
Oh, that's
kind of
sweet.
Because I know she'll be okay, because she's a, you know, she has a lot of love in her heart, so she'll be okay.
Oh, you lovely lady. So obviously very spiritual yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You're from Area 919, I believe. Whereabouts are you?
That's North Carolina, and we get hit by hurricanes a lot, but this one, you know, we're just having winds of, like, 50 miles per hour this evening. Not too bad. Been in worse.
But what's your name?
My heart. My name's Rebecca.
Rebecca, hello, darling. Okay. Was there any reason for you to call in this evening? Well, it's evening here, Rebecca. I presume it's not where you are. Or do you just want me to link in and see what I've got for you?
I'm interested in seeing if any relationship is coming in. But I also somehow get a feeling that it's involved, like, with that will also come other changes, like my career and the path I'm on.
Okay. Let me have a look and see where I'm going with you. My sense is you're not ready. And you're going to say to me, I am ready. I know you are. But I just feel not ready. Those are the words I'm clearly getting in front of me in capital letters. And the reason why I feel not ready is because the synchronicity isn't there and that mate isn't there yet. Do you understand?
Because the mate isn't there yet?
Yeah. There's something in the past whereby you've held on and held on and held on. And I feel like it was very difficult for you to let go. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's almost like the residue of that is still there with you. Now, hopefully, if I can clear this, it'll help to elevate it and move you forward a little bit quicker. Okay, so I'm just going to go back a little bit. I want to go back 4 years.
Chocolate.
I can hear you. Sorry, sweetheart. I thought you were asking for a hot chocolate. I must have been hearing things then. I would just want to go back 4 years with you. Now, was there some sort of breakup or upset or a drag of a relationship going on around about that time?
The man I was in a long-term relationship was diagnosed with, he had previously had cancer and then it was terminal and gave him just a few months, but he's still living today. But it caused a lot of emotionally it was devastating, and
I can feel that.
Still dealing with that.
I can feel it because I can feel your energy is very depleted, and you know, obviously to be in the relationship and then have the difficulty around him being poorly and the confusion around the emotional side of it as well, and where do you go, what do you do, must have been pretty hard for you, but I do feel you did the right thing. You never ever make the wrong decisions in life, and you never regret. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Who's Louise around you, sweetheart? Louise or Lou?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone offhand.
Anybody with the middle name Lou, Louise or Lou?
Not that
have
I
think,
know
have
of.
A think about it, because it feels quite strong with me. So I'm hoping that you're going to have a bit of a eureka moment and you're going to think about it. We're going to leave that with you.
Okay.
I get a February birthday or a February passing with you as well. Who's it that
a passed pardon?
You? A February birthday or a February passing?
Oh, February passing. Okay.
No. Who's Joe, Rebecca?
I don't have any Joes
right.
in my life.
As I talk about Joe, I'm getting heart problems. My heart is pulling. I've got very severe chest problems. I feel like the name is J-O-E, so it's Joseph rather than Joanna or Joanne. But I do feel like I've got quite a raw, sore heart here. Now, I often get a heart attack or heart pains from people that were in the spirit world, but this one is quite severe, okay? So I do feel there's a gentleman around you that actually passed into the spirit world with a heart condition that was sudden, and there may have been something wrong in my back area as well, so I could have had a lung problem as well. Do you understand who this is?
Yeah, I think I might know who it is.
All right, darling. Around this gentleman, I have sore eyes. My eyes are very red and my eyes are very sore as well. Okay. And he's just shown me the redness around the eyes. Okay. And he's telling me that he's with you around about the month of April. All right. So this could be birthdays or passings with you, but he's just giving me this April month with you. He's linking with a lady as well, so I do feel like there's a lady close to him. Either he's thinking about this lady, either a wife or somebody who's with him in the spirit world or on the earth plane. Okay, do you understand this? Is this like a dad figure around you, sweetheart?
No, because I actually thought it was a great uncle who was a priest. Didn't have a
no.
wife.
He wouldn't have had a wife around him, would he? It must have been, because you were thinking about the uncle, they've given me the wife link to get you on track. It's a dad or it's a granddad that I've got here.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. All right? Have a think about it. I've got dad or granddad here. Is dad here, sweetheart, or is he in the spirit world?
He's here.
Okay. Dad's dad then. All right, let's just have a look and see where we're going with this. Where's the April link with you? Is this birthdays or passings?
April. But I don't know any birthdays or passings.
All right, I want you to keep a hold of the show and listen back to it because I'm hoping you're going to think about it afterwards, okay? Now, who's David linking in with you, Rebecca?
David.
Either in the spirit world or on the earth plane?
Again, I don't know.
Yeah, we're
David.
Not doing very well. I'm still going to see where I go with this because I've still got this gentleman with this heart pain. Let me just see if I can bring this priest in and see what he's got to say. He's telling me no. Okay, sorry to say this, but he's telling me no. It's not that he doesn't want to come and connect with you. I feel like I've got to bring this bloke in. Bloke, that's my English, that is. This man in who's got this chest problem. Okay, now did your granddad pass with a chest problem?
Yes.
You did? Okay,
yes.
So I do feel I've got your granddad here. Okay. Okay. Come on in then, Grandad. Come on in. Now, whose birthday's in June, sweetheart?
A sister and
good.
Mother and...
Good. Okay, because I've had to bring him in because he's standing back. But he did come in, but he was standing back. So he's given me that June link, which is good. He does give me the name Lou as well, so I need you to look at that. He also gives me the number 4. Okay, so is there a 4 in a door or a 4 in a month?
in a...
The fourth or a four?
Not in any date or anything that I can think of.
Okay, darling, just take it. Where else am I going with this then? Still got this, Joe. I'm hoping I'm with you, sweetheart, because I'm just wondering if I'm with somebody in the chat room or somebody else. You've given me quite a few no's, you say. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave that as it is, okay?
Okay.
And have a listen back. If you don't resonate with it, I do apologise to you, because I've got this powerful energy with me. And I've spoken to the priest and he said no. So I'm just wondering whether I'm with somebody else in the chat room or somebody else around. If not, have a listen back and see if you can pick up the information that I've given to you. All right, darling. And thank you very much for calling.
Well, thank you so much.
That's a pleasure.
Have a great evening.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, lovely, Jeanette.
Yes, fantastic. So who have we got on now, Sarah? We've got 330 next, yeah? Have we got caller 330 on there?
Thank you for taking my call. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, my love, and we're all sending out love to our friends out in the US tonight, and I hope that you're not in an area affected by the hurricane. How can I help you, darling?
I wanted to see if I'm going to get back with an ex-boyfriend.
Okay. I'm going to certainly ask my guides that question for you. Can I just ask you for your name, please?
Sure. Carol.
Carol. Okay, Carol. And the name of the gentleman, please, that's got the conflict with, because I feel that he's quite feisty, okay? And I feel that with him, he's also a very stubborn guy. Is he a fire sign, by the way?
Pardon me?
Is he a fire sign? When's his date of birth? Do you know, Carol?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Right, do you know the gentleman that you're asking about getting back with?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you know when his date of birth is, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. 10/23.
10/23. 23rd of the 10th, yeah? Well, he's actually a Scorpio, but he's very feisty, or he's very fired up about something at the moment. Okay, because what my guides are actually giving me for this situation is that he seems to be blowing hot and cold.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, and I feel for you, bless your heart, you don't know where you are with it, because he's kind of coming on strong, telling you that he still cares, likes you, and then backing away.
That's exactly true.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And I feel what you need to do now is take your control back, okay? So you can't really allow this guy to call the shops anymore. And I do feel that what you have to do is cut the energy away from you until he comes with at least consistency and respect. Because at the moment, there's confusion, or he's confusing you because you're allowing him to, because it's almost as if he is holding the reins of your energy and you're kind of focusing on your all your energies on how you can get this guy to be balanced for you, whereas really I think sometimes if you over try too hard, people are aware how much you care about them, so I feel sometimes less is more, and I feel you should show this guy less so he comes forward with you more. Do you understand that, my love?
Exactly.
Okay. And I feel if you did that, then you would at very, very least feel like as though, you know, you're putting boundaries around yourself to unacceptable behavior. And I feel that you deserve someone that wants to be there for you all of the time, not just some of the time if the mood feels like, and then if the mood doesn't feel like, then he can kind of walk away, not call, not ring, ignore you. That feeling with this guy, because I feel he needs to change drastically, because if he doesn't change, I feel you're going to be leaving him behind. This has got a twist, okay? I feel that who leaves who eventually will be him wanting you and you leaving him if he doesn't wise up and start treating you the way that you do deserve to be treated. Because as a lady, you deserve to be treated with compassion, respect, affection and attention.
That's true. He keeps, right now we're barely talking, but like the other night he came, he's just very confusing.
Exactly. And he's confusing you, so you can't see clearly what the situation is, whereas I feel if you sat down and thought about it, you'd see that he is actually a very mixed up individual who has been, I feel, badly hurt in the past, okay? And it's almost as if he's taking his resentment out on anybody else that he meets in his life, all right? So he's keeping himself behind closed doors and then just coming out to play every now and again and then going back into his little safe house, which is not where you need to be, is it? Because you need to be with someone who's there for you, you know, good days, bad days, I'm here for you.
Right, consistency.
Exactly, consistency, which is the word that's missing in this relationship with you and him.
Now, he has custody of 3 teenagers, and I miss them very much. I got very close to them. Do they miss me?
Of course, because, you know, love is a two-way thing. And if you give love, you receive love. And I feel that you've been very, very good to these boys. And I do feel that he knows, hand on heart, okay, that he's not going to get anybody as lovely as you again in a hurry. Okay, so I feel that you need to start standing in your own power because, like you just said, you have been very good to him. Spirit are aware that you've got a very loving, kind nature. And I do feel, okay, that there is a Judith or a Julie connected to you in spirit that's coming in tonight to bring love to you. Do you understand a connection to the name Julie, please, or Judith?
Not that I can think of.
Because I feel that this is a friend. This might not be someone that's passed over to the other side. This is a friend, okay, that you are going to have a close fond connection with. And it's almost like Spirit want you to start standing in your own power and really looking at how you can bring the boundaries back. Because I do feel this guy is going to come forward to you again with his children. And I do feel you are going to be talking to him again quite soon, actually, within the next 8 days, that there is going to be some evidence that he's going to come through and say hi. But you know what you want is not the fact that he says hi, it's the fact that he says goodbye after he says hi.
Right.
You need this guy to stay and show you that he wants you as his main lady to be by his side, you know?
Right.
And I think you've got to stand in your own power. You are quite a strong individual yourself, my love. You can do this. It's all about taking your control back and don't allow people to disrespect you. And I feel that if you just stand strong and just say, actually, this is not nowhere near good enough for me, then that vibe will change and you'll be pushing out a different vibe. And he will have to respect the fact that you are standing in your own power now.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that he thinks that I'll be... Basically, I told him I need a commitment to cut ties, and I think he's going to... I think he thinks that I'm going to continue to see him off and on, but if I do, it will be casual. It won't be as a boyfriend... because I want somebody...
You want more. You want what you want in your life, okay, is someone that's going to be there for you, you know, good days and bad days, just there for you. And it's all about what you're prepared to accept, you know?
Right.
So I feel...
You know, my husband, he passed away 22 years ago, and we stuck together through the best and the worst.
Well, his energy is with you. You do know that.
Okay, yes,
and he's willing. He's willing you on, and I feel that he was a wonderful guy, a very tall guy, dark hair, dark eyes. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his energy comes close to you. I see his energy very, very close to you in my mind's eye, and he kind of puts his arms around you. More so I feel in the evening where you feel lonely, because I feel you do a lot of talking, you know, to him when you're feeling down, and he is listening to you because I've got a comforting arms being put around you as we speak. So I know that your husband, okay, is there with you, and he is looking at you with love, wanting you to have love that you deserve. And I feel that if he was still on this earth side now, he would have spent a lifetime looking after you and loving you on this side. And as he's in spirit, he's still spending a lifetime looking after you and loving you. But he wants you to have someone in the spirit, in the, you know, in the physical, that is going to bring in that loving energy and someone to look after you, and, you know, and just to be there for you. And I think that's what his message is. He's telling me, darling, okay, that you deserve the very best. And I've got the lovely star card here, which is showing me, okay, I love this card, that it's wishes, hopes and dreams. So he's just giving me that star card in my mind, okay, because I've just been shown that to say, this is what he wants for you, your wishes, hopes and dreams, and you don't settle for anything, anything less than what you really want. So I feel that this guy that's been around you now needs to up his game a bit if he's going to be anywhere near good enough for you. And I feel you've been wonderful to his children and that they are missing you. And in fact, I think what you deserve from this guy is for him to tell you actually how much he does love and care for you. And if he can't give it in his heart to be honest and tell you that, maybe you need to be honest and realize that he's not good enough for you and move on. So I feel over the next couple of months you are going to be shown these things. But in the meantime, okay, I do feel that you have to back away from him now and let him come forward to you, darling. And we have to leave that there now, because we come into the end of the show, and I wish I had longer to talk to you.
Oh, but thank you. That's a big help. Thank you. Blessings.
Okay, darling. And I'm going to pass this over to the song now, because we really are on the last couple of minutes. But keep listening to Guiding Lights and come in any time for further guidance. And I'd say God bless you. Okay.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun, we fly.
Together, together, and when. where there's room to grow.
And yes, we've just begun.
Wow, that was a lovely tune to end the show on tonight, Sarah. And I don't know about you, but the time tonight has flown by. We've had some lovely evidence. We've spoken to some lovely listeners tonight. And
yeah,
it's been a fantastic ending to a really nice duo combo Guiding Lights team. But I know that, as you said, you know, earlier on in the show, that this show is going to, you know, just kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? We're going to kind of grow and evolve. And I think that's lovely that we've had this time working together and we are still part of the Mike Spirit FM team. So
the
really hope, this is fab. So I hope that your Thursday show now is a great success. So all our listeners, don't forget Sarah's on Thursday night. I'm going to be back next Monday and I'll be back at UK time, 9 p.m. So it's really been fantastic.
Yeah.
So I hope all the American listeners out there tonight are really bundling down the hatches now and keeping themselves safe and warm. And everybody have a really wonderful, happy Halloween for Wednesday. And let's say goodbye to our listeners and goodbye to the Guiding Lights team.
Yeah. Jeanette, you're going to be doing an hour next Monday, aren't you, sweetheart? Between 9 and 10, is it?
Yeah, I am going to be doing an hour. The show is going back down for an hour for a minute, but then there might be a couple of reshuffles in the new year.
Lovely. So Jeanette's back with Guiding Lights next Monday. Facebook page is still alive. Lots of healing still going on in there. You know, what we've started will continue. And my show is this Thursday, the 1st of November, and it's Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May. So that'll be the start of a new show for me, which I'm really looking forward to. And you're very welcome to pop on by and have a listen. Come and have a reading. And that will be 9 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Thursday, the 1st of November. So, you know, I'll be on the Guiding Lights page. I'll be saying hi to everybody, bringing in healing alongside Jeanette. And the Jeanette will come over to my page as well. And obviously we'll try and group ourselves together and have dual pages, which would be absolutely lovely. And, of course, we do have lots of other hosts in our family. So you're listening to shows every night of the week other than Saturday. So, Jeanette, thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, it's been lovely. Yes, and take care to everyone out there this evening.
Lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love. Looking forward to seeing you, listening to you anyway, listening to take your calls next Monday. God bless.
So for this evening, this afternoon, this morning, wherever you are, you've been listening to Guiding Lights. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, take it away. That's a wrap.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Lights show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.